and that they've got a pretty good slope, and the water runs too fast, so I hold a runoff in a holding pond rather than a reservoir. Now the difference I see between a reservoir and a pond, they might have a reservoir right by their deep well that they've built up a supply of water, and a pond would be the runoff that they hold.
Okay.
Would be in a pond.
A ditch along an upgraded road would be called a what?
A what now?
A ditch that's been dug out along an upgraded road, usually to build it up, would be called a what?
Oh.
Would you,
shoot, I can't think of the word.
Do you call it a bar pit or a bar?
A bar pit.
Is that?
But there's another name, too, we use. I can't think what it is.
Would you ever use the word bar a ditch or bar ditch? Or?
No.
Okay. What kind of, I was wondering if people have, if you have names for poor soil and productive soil around here. What are the types of poor soil and productive soil that you have?
Well, the only difference I know of that they use around here, now right around here, your good topsoil is fairly deep, you know, like goes from 2 foot to 4. And then the dirt underneath is yellow dirt, and they call it badger dirt.
And the topsoil is a loam, is a type of loam?
Yeah, this is a loam.
Okay.
A black loam, I think they call it.
Okay. Okay. Now, in the city, along the sides of the roads, they usually pour down some cement for people to walk on. What do they call that?
Sidewalks.
Okay. And what's a boulevard?
A boulevard? Well, a boulevard to me is a busy street.
What do they call paved and unpaved roads in this area? Do they
paved and unpaved?
Would they use words like a dirt road or gravel road or unimproved road?
Well, a gravel road is one they've hauled gravel onto, because when they first elevate a road, it's just a dirt road, and then they haul gravel in off out of gravel pits. That's a gravel road, and a paved road would be one they oiled or concreted.
Okay. Well, did they ever use the words improved and unimproved?
Oh, yeah.
They did. Okay. And a roadway through the mountain that goes up through the mountain, you'd say, and it goes to kind of a low place in the mountains, which is not quite as high. What would you call that place? Would you use word like a pass or notch or gap?
I suppose they'd use gap, I don't know, or a pass.
Okay. I was wondering if you had ever heard of the Badlands.
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
The Badlands? To me, the Badlands are in South Dakota.
Okay. And how about the High Plains? Would you characterize this area as the High Plains?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So what does that mean? It's just at a plains that are a high elevation?
That's what I would say.
Okay. Is that what people call this area, though?
Mm-hmm. High Plains area.
What else do they... Do they have other words for this area that they use to characterize it?
Well, I don't think so. It used to be right in this particular area that the area down around Burlington, 30 miles south, they got hardly any rain. And at Ray, 30 miles north, they got fairly good rain. Now I'm talking about in the 30s. So they called Ray heaven and Burlington hell, and they called Idalia purgatory because we was halfway in between. That's the only other names I know that's been called.
Okay. Another kind of Western word is hole, like in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. What does that refer to?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Yeah. I was wondering what a hole was. I mean, I'm sure it's not just a hole in the ground.
Oh, no. I'd never thought about that, but